Last year, I got to spend a couple days in St. Louis, and the person who checked me in at the hotel told me that I had to go to this little Bosnian restaurant called Balkan Treat Box. She was Bosnian, she said, and she said, you know, I like their food better than my own mother's. So I walk in, and the first thing I see is a roaring fire inside a shiny gold oven. A woman was standing in front of it, working these little pillows of dough with her hands and baking these fantastic-looking chewy breads. She stuffed one of them with onions and kaimak, which is this thick cream spread, and a few perfectly grilled cevapi, juicy, bouncy beef sausages. And it was awesome. It was so good. That woman is Lauren Nalich, and she runs the place with her husband, Ado. And truthfully, I wish I could be there right now eating that sandwich again. But what I loved even more than the food was getting to talk to this couple and finding out how they came to have this place.
It really does seem like your business, your home, your family is really about the relationship between the two of you. Ado, I know you came to the United States, came to St. Louis as a refugee from Bosnia in the 90s.
2004. I came after the big influx of refugees.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. And how did you two meet?
I was working at a Bosnian restaurant down in what's called Little Bosnia. And Lauren was a sales rep for Cisco, a big food company.
Yeah.
So she would come in and sell to a restaurant. That's how we met.
You should all, if you don't see the way he just looked at her when he said that. Sweet.
Yeah, it was funny. When we met, and then we talked about how the first time we met years later, it was ended up being the exact same story, which is that like there was like some sort of electric spark that happened. Like as soon as we laid eyes on each other, it was just really. And I thought it was just me, you know, being like a, you know, oh, he's so handsome, like in my head, and then. Turns out, like, we ended up talking about that day, and it was the same for him.
Oh, wow.
But you cannot you cannot give away.
Yeah, he doesn't give away too much. He had a pretty thick wall up for a while, so.
But it wasn't romantic at first.
No,
you guys struck up a friendship.
Yeah. Yeah, we became friends. And I was calling on the restaurant, you know, the same day every week. And part of the job is to, you know, is relationship. So one of their workers at the time ended up going back home to Bosnia, and they needed help on Tuesday nights to cover the bar. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of restaurant experience, so I helped them out on Tuesday nights. So that's, we ended up really getting to know each other then, because he would come up and hang with everybody there. That was kind of like the spot that they would get together at as well. Sure. And then just ended up talking, hanging out. And then one day, like, he came in and we were only two at the bar. Everybody was outside. It was a beautiful night. And he just looked really troubled and he didn't want to talk about it. He just wouldn't let me see it. And then told me that he's probably going to be deported. And I had never encountered a situation like that before. It was heartbreaking and I didn't understand. And I was kind of a rebellious young lady. So jokingly, we joked around about, you know, how I could marry him and he could stay. And then we did just that. And so we got married because he needed a green card. And then very shortly after realized that we were best friends and actually fell in love. And we got married to the date a year later with my kids. He asked my kids permission if he could marry me. So it was, and that was, we just celebrated our 12-year anniversary, so.
Oh, man.
Just want to add something. I did get, I did have a letter from the INS asking me to leave in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So I was being deported. Yeah.
It wasn't an elaborate line, like the most elaborate pickup line of all time.
Right. But it was just so, like, his whole family, you know, he had been here. How long were you here at that point?
3 years.
3 years. And hadn't seen his mom and dad and his brother, who, I mean, I've never seen somebody feel so deeply about their family before. Mm-hmm. And to be so far apart and want to be together and try to figure out how to do that. And he was here to figure that out. His dad is a twin of his aunt that lives here.
Okay.
And they sent for him. He's the oldest son. And they got separated from Germany when the Bosnians had to leave Germany. And they were supposed to come to the United States as well. But they got separated. So his family had to go back to Bosnia. And his aunt and uncle and their kids came here.
Oh,
wow. So just really, like, heartbreaking.
Yeah. Ado, so, I mean, you missed your family. But as I understand it, obviously you also missed some of the food that you grew up with.
Oh, absolutely.
And that was part of the conversation between you two as friends and how, Lauren, you became interested in this food.
Yeah.
So you grew up in St. Louis. You were born and raised here.
Yes.
There's a huge Bosnian community here.
Right.
But you didn't know anything about this food until...
I had a little bit of knowledge. Sure. And then everything changed once I met his family. And then you eat the food in the home and it becomes a whole different experience.
Yeah. And how'd you learn to cook it?
From his family first. But then in 2013... when we decided that we were going to do this food truck, which we had before the restaurant, Edo said, if we're going to do this, and we're going to do this style of food, it's going to be really important that you go to the source to try it because it's different.
Mm.
And so I had never left the country before and hadn't really traveled too much, and definitely had not left my kids for any long periods of time. So.
Sure.
Edo actually stayed behind and took care of the kids. And I went to travel over the Balkan area to try to learn as much as I can, not just in, you know, sort of more commercial settings, but also in homes.
Mm.
To kind of absorb not just the food, but the culture as well. Learned a lot about hospitality there.
Yeah.
It was never, I mean, I don't think anyone said no to me when I said, can I come over and cook this food? Will you teach me this? I mean, it was all yes, yes, yeah. Yes, please. They were so excited.
Do you remember the first bite of something that blew you away?
Cevapi.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I had had it, but it was a whole different experience there. And it took me a while to figure out why.
So just for listeners who don't know, cevapi are little, almost like kebabs, like ground meat kebabs, or you might call them little sausages, but they're not encased.
Right. There's no casing.
And they're typically made of beef.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, depending on the region, you have things that are like mixed in. I fell in love with the specific ones from Sarajevo, so they are of beef.
Mm,
okay. But they were, it was a magical experience.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out how to kind of deconstruct it to figure out why.
Yeah.
You're looking at it and you're like, but why is this so amazing? And you can't figure it out for the longest time. You have to eat it many times. And then...
It wasn't just the romance of being there? Like
no, was... no, because I had to take that out of everything.
Okay.
Which was hard because I was very smitten. I mean, I my whole life changed. It changed who I was. It taught me to slow down a little bit, look at things from a different perspective. That was probably the hardest thing for me to figure out.
Yeah.
And it was something that I really wanted to nail.
Yeah. It is, so you managed to get Lauren to fall in love with you. Great job. Good work. But how's it feel to you that, you know, she has totally changed not just her life and your life together, but like she's fallen in love not just with you, but the cuisine you grew up with?
It made me very, very proud.
Yeah.
I mean, when it comes to food and cooking, Lauren was always very, very passionate and very respectful of the ingredients, of the experience, of everything. So I always knew, and I would always tell her, if there's going to be someone who's going to make it popular, it's you. Because of that passion and because of she brings the American aspect into the game. Why are you laughing? You know I'm right. And
I know that
I really did not have any doubt that she's gonna excel at it.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a wood burning oven on the truck and we bake the bread every day on the truck.
Wow.
That's dedication and passion.
Yeah. So congratulations to you two. Thank you again for having us. It was really, really, really special to get to eat with you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.